AWS's $1.7 billion billing Phantom Shakes Cloud Finance Trust. Amazon Web Services posted an official status notice acknowledging that estimated billing data shown to customers was inaccurate, with the figure attached to the discrepancy reaching $1.7 billion. AWS clarified that actual invoices were not affected, but that legal distinction, analysts and engineers argued, misses the practical damage almost entirely. In cloud-native organizations, estimated billing dashboards are not decorative. Finance teams use them for monthly accruals, accounting entries that recognize expenses before invoices arrive. Engineering teams rely on billing estimates to trigger auto-scaling, set budget alerts, and evaluate whether new feature deployments remain within cost bounds. Participants in the Hacker News thread, which drew 1,213 upvotes and 715 comments by publication time, describe specific real-world consequences. One commenter recounted waking to a pager duty alert because a billing estimate had jumped by a factor of several hundred overnight, triggering incident response resources and engineering hours. The root cause has not been fully disclosed, but the HN community has focused on a plausible theory, a join or aggregation error in the billing data pipeline, where cost data from multiple regions or services was summed incorrectly, possibly double-counted or subject to a unit conversion error compounding across millions of metered line items. Cloud billing systems process hundreds of billions of individual events per day across services with distinct pricing models, making such errors difficult to catch before they surface in customer dashboards. The episode raises unresolved regulatory questions. If a publicly traded company's finance team used AWS billing estimates as an input to quarterly cost guidance, and those estimates were materially wrong, that could constitute a disclosure issue. Not AWS's legal liability, but a consequence of the structural dependency that cloud-native finance has built on vendor-supplied preliminary data. Third-party cost management tools, such as Cloudability and Vantage, were cited as partial mitigants, though they ultimately pull from the same AWS billing APIs, meaning corrupted source data flows downstream regardless. A full postmortem has not yet appeared. The HN community, which maintains a long institutional memory for how vendors handle incidents, is watching closely. The level of technical detail in that postmortem, when it arrives, will carry significant weight for how the industry reassesses cloud billing trust.